Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In his second State of the Union address since assuming the office, President Joe Biden tonight is offering his vision for America's future. The president saying the nation remains unbowed, unbroken, and is adding jobs despite a global COVID-19 pandemic.
2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years because of you all, because of the American people.
And Biden said even with some of the problems that plague the economy, everything from soaring gas prices to pandemic-related shortages, things are improving.
We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America. The supply chain begins in America.
Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him to finish the job on issues like the Affordable Care Act. The president also noted Russia's war against Ukraine and mounting tensions with China. It's Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House. China, meanwhile, has turned down a Pentagon request for a call between Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and his Chinese counterpart. That's after the U.S. shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon Saturday. So according to a statement from the Defense Department, NPR's John Wuich reports it highlights just how tense bilateral ties remain.
The Pentagon said it submitted the request for a secure call between the defense chiefs immediately after the downing of the Chinese balloon. It said open lines of communication are important for responsibly managing the bilateral relationship, and lines between the two militaries are particularly important in moments like this. China declined the request, however, which the Pentagon says is unfortunate. In August, in the wake of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, China cut dialogue with the United States in a range of issues, including military to military. While others have restarted, Beijing has ignored U.S. requests to get defense talks up and running again. John Ruich, NPR News.
The death toll in Monday's powerful earthquake in Turkey and Syria is now at least 7,700 and continues to rise. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield explains, new satellite imagery is revealing just how extensive the devastation is.
Commercial satellites owned by the companies Planet and Maxar captured dozens of collapsed buildings and hundreds of emergency tents springing up in towns across southeastern Turkey. One image showed at least 11 low-rise concrete apartment buildings that had collapsed together in a single section of a small town roughly 25 miles from the epicenter. Poor weather has made it difficult for satellites to fully capture the devastation. The winter weather and aftershocks throughout the region are also hampering rescue efforts. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Stocks gained ground today. The Dow was up 265 points to close at 34,156. The Nasdaq closed up 226 points. The S&P 500 gained 52 points today. You're listening to NPR. Montana VA officials say a new rule expands access to emergency mental health for veterans and will save lives. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Montana has one of the highest suicide rates among veterans in the nation.
Both vets with and without VA benefits can now go to any medical facility for emergency mental health care at no cost. Montana VFW State Commander Jeff Shep says that will significantly expand access to emergency mental health care for veterans who live in rural areas far from a VA facility.
I think this is very valuable. It would allow these people to receive the care that they desperately need, and it would be one life we could save every day if that's what we need to do.
The national suicide rate among vets has been declining, but Montana's is nearly twice as high. Shep hopes the increased access to life-saving mental health services will bring that figure down. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
Video meeting company Zoom is the latest large tech firm to announce it's pulling back on some of the expansion put in place during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Company says today it plans to axe about 1,300 jobs as demand for its video conferencing services eases somewhat, with more people returning to normal office meetings. Zoom executive Eric Yuan also said he will take a pay cut of 98% for the coming year and forego a bonus. Crude oil futures prices gained ground for a second straight session. Oil up more than 4% today, rising more than $3 a barrel to settle at $77.14 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.